Right. Well, I could ask you this a couple of questions about the HS2. Reports today that the cost could spiral to 80 billion odd. What's your view on that?
Well, I've seen lots of reports this week, some saying 80 billion, some saying 70 billion. The budget is 42 billion. I announced that to Parliament. That has not changed. That is for building 351 miles of brand new railway. We haven't built any new railway lines north of London in this country for 120 years, and we do have a very big capacity problem.
So why do you think that members of your government, the Treasury at least, are saying that it's over 70, it's almost double what you're saying?
Well, I can't take account for what some people are supposedly saying in unattributed briefings. But what I do know is that actually we have a very big problem as far as capacity on the railways is concerned. We have seen a 60% growth in freight on our railways. If we want to see more freight going on our railways, we need to provide that capacity. That is vitally important, and that's part of what we're doing with HS2, is thinking for the future, for the long-term future of the United Kingdom.
Okay, so can I ask, what is your current estimate of the cost of HS2?
My current cost of 351 miles of HS2 is £42 billion, which is a figure I gave to Parliament when we discussed the paving bill a month ago.
And do you anticipate any movement at all on that £42 billion?
Well, this is over a long period of time that it's going to be delivered. I hope we can bring that figure down. I hope that we can get investment into some of where the stations are going to be and some of the other projects. And I will be looking to try and give it a figure under that. The figure I've given to Parliament did include a large amount for contingency, which is very necessary in big engineering projects like HS2.
So you think you can ignore these sceptics that are saying it's going to be a lot more?
Well, there are always people who will say that things aren't going to be built on time. They told us that as far as what happened with the Olympics, that couldn't be built on time. Crossrail is a project at the moment that's being built at the moment in London, the biggest construction project anywhere in Europe. It's not only on time, it's under budget.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much.